Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 5, focus on destiny. Empower others. Study E3, plans, people and prayers.
The vision plan promotes strong community, but also encourages actively learning from others more mature around us. This is part of our multiplication plan. It can be a kind of mentoring or relationship-based discipleship. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2 says this, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Notice the multiplication in that exhortation. It's not just take what you've heard from me and teach others, but rather take what you've heard from me and teach others that will go on to teach others also. Faithful people. We'll be looking specifically at the whole area of faithfulness in the next study. If you're fairly new to new creation life, you might like to ask someone to help you grow. Look for people that carry a strong sense of the presence of Jesus and have a degree of maturity already. A good test is the follow me test, as Paul expressed it. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. It's sometimes a good idea to meet regularly with one or more people like this, whose hearts are strongly motivated to help you grow in new creation life, embracing the presence of Jesus. Just being around them can cause an impartation and an increase in your own personal zeal. We see with Paul that his mentoring of Timothy was not just teaching Timothy through his words, but rather Timothy observing his whole life. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10 and 11 we read this, "Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me." Being around people of faith, people who walk closely with Jesus, is his way of us growing quickly ourselves. This is how Paul expressed this to the Corinthians, again, contrasting his approach with that of simply teaching. His analogy was one of being a father to a son, more than a tutor to a student. Of course, God himself is the Father. We're all brothers and sisters. But it's an expression of nurture that Paul is using. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14 to 17. "I don't write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I exhort you, be imitators of me. For this reason, I've sent you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will remind you of my ways, which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church." This is really interesting. Notice how Paul says that he had his ways, that he taught everywhere in every church. So these are life lessons from years of service that he's talking about. Having such people around us is truly invaluable. As we learn from others, our purpose is fruitfulness, opening opportunities in turn for others to learn from us too. Freely receive, freely give. The focus always is Jesus, as he begins to stir within us that desire to help others flourish. It becomes part of our walk with him. We don't have to learn a curriculum or enroll people in a class. This is about shared life. Let's always remember that our role is to lift up, to encourage and support. Discipleship is never an attitude of lording it over anyone or creating any kind of relationship where personal obedience is implied or taught. As Jesus stated, Matthew 20, verse 25 to 28, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Peter also explained this in the sense of eldership too, 1 Peter 5, 2 to 5. "Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, not yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock." The other very strong part we play in helping others grow is praying for them. And in this we find another key to multiplication, just as Jesus demonstrated in his prayer for his disciples. First he states, John 17:9, "I ask on their behalf," this was those that he had, the 12, "I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you've given me, for they are yours." Jesus is keenly focused just on those whom you've given me, for they are yours. How clear that is. In this, even Jesus didn't claim that his disciples were his. He was nurturing them for the Father. And similarly, as we've seen, we have a heart to nurture those wanting to grow into a deeper personal walk with Jesus rather than with us. As we pray for those we encourage, our primary emphasis is that they grow into the fullness of the new creation life. Take time to review the prayers of Paul in Ephesians 1, verse 15 to 23, 3, verse 14 to 21, and in Philippians 1, 9 to 11, and Colossians 1, 9 to 12, some powerful phrases in those prayers include these: "The eyes of the heart becoming enlightened to know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of the inheritance, the surpassing greatness of his power, being strengthened with his power within, knowing the love of Christ, being filled up with all the fullness of God, having love abounding, approving things that are excellent, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, being filled with the knowledge of his will, walking in a manner worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, and being strengthened with all power for steadfastness, patience, and joyfulness." Wow. So praying these kinds of prayers, investment in prayer of this kind, can transform a person's life. But it doesn't end there. Remember, as fruit starts to manifest in that person's life, so the nurturing increasingly turns to encouraging them to nurture others also. Jesus went on to include this also in his prayer. Verse 20 onwards in John 17, "I do not ask on behalf of these alone," that is those 12, "but for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." It's John 17, 20 to 21. Jesus extended his prayer from just praying for those that he had been given to those who would believe in him through their word. So a true nurturer, if you're planning to get involved in this and start nurturing others, helping them grow in Jesus, then we really encourage that you focus also on praying for those the person is seeking to impact themselves. By including that next step, the forming of a multiplication plan comes into view. If you're focused on helping someone grow, or begin to do that soon, ask about those that the person has on their heart and pray for them by name as well.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.